Partial election results in Nicaragua show former revolutionary Daniel Ortega with a substantial lead in the race for the presidency there. With less than half of the votes counted, the Sandinista leader has just over 40% of the vote. That means if that lead holds, he'll win outright. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports from Managua.
As the results began coming in, showing Ortega's Sandinista party in front, so too did the calls to a local TV station.
Daniel Ortega no ha cambiado, es el mismo hombre.
Daniel Ortega has not changed. He is the same man. He's a wolf in sheep's clothing. He is responsible for divided families and for tortured people. Has everyone forgotten that? They are all celebrating now, but later we will all weep.
I think that we should give him a chance because he says he'll offer work, unity, and solutions. We have to let him try because for the past 16 years we've been suffering.
Daniel Ortega has always been controversial here and remains so. Born 60 years ago in a small mining town, he joined the burgeoning Sandinista movement in the 1960s, eventually toppling the dictator Anastasio Somoza. From 1979, Ortega was a self-declared Marxist-Leninist. His tenure as head of Nicaragua was marked by a bloody civil war with U.S.-backed Contra rebels, intent on destabilizing his government. Now, Ortega says he's mellowed and has been putting on a business-friendly face. His vice presidential candidate is a former head Contra rebel. But what kind of president will he make? Well, that depends on who you talk to. Luis Sanchez Sancho is the editor of La Prensa newspaper, which is fiercely opposed to Ortega. He says Ortega will bring the country closer to hardline leftists.
Vemos catastrófica la consecuencia.
We see an Ortega presidency as catastrophic. We think it would be a grave blow to the system of liberties and rights we have here in Nicaragua, not to mention the national economy.
On the other hand, Cirilo Otero, a political analyst and sociologist, describes a different Ortega.
Va a ser un gobierno de corte neoliberal.
I think the Ortega presidency will be neoliberal in its orientation. It will try to make a real effort to show, specifically in the United States, that he is not a danger and that his government won't be a danger.
Otero says that Ortega has been trying to be all things to all people lately.
There has been a double discourse by Ortega. For the poor people, he has promised to address their needs. But there is also an understanding with the wealthy sector of society that is very small but very powerful.
Still, the truth is no one really knows what he'll do. Pulling Nicaragua in two opposite directions, Venezuela and the United States. Both have been accused of meddling in this election. The Bush administration has been using the stick approach, promising to cut off aid and limit trade with the Sandinista government. Hugo Chavez is embracing Ortega and has already sent cheap fuel and fertilizer to this, the poorest country in Latin America. As the results came in overnight, the president of the Supreme Electoral Council here, Roberto Rivas, had some sharp words for the United States Embassy, which sent out a communique citing irregularities in the vote.
There is already a communique from the American delegation saying that the elections were not transparent. We have guaranteed the Nicaraguan people transparent elections, and that we have done.
So far, many of the international observers here have agreed with Rivas, saying that with few exceptions, the will of the Nicaraguan people has been expressed. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Managua.